This call may be recorded. Hello? Press 1 to accept.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
Sorry I missed you last night. I fell asleep.
It's okay to sleep.
Looks like in the news they're starting to seriously think about nationwide shutdown, like lockdown.
Have you talked to the McDonald's about that yet?
Mm-mm. If they do that, do you want me to stay here or come home? You haven't already thought about that?
Obviously I had envisioned you staying at McDonald's because that's been the plan. Was there a reason that you were thinking it'd be better to stay here?
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen if I don't know. I just wanted to find out what you want on the whole thing. Seems like it could be a situation where you need somebody around, but it's up to you, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, I'll think about that.
The news story that I said they might do that over the weekend, so I would just think about it so that we have a plan.
You'd think that they could just, like, I mean, if it's that extreme, wouldn't you think that they could figure out a way to just shut off inter-county travel?
I don't know.
Like, there's not that many roads in Nassau County.
Right.
But maybe not. I could be wrong.
I think the thing right now is they don't know who has it and who doesn't.
Oh, like even in Nassau County, we might have a whole outbreak.
Yeah.
And not know it.
Yeah.
Okay, so have you figured out why they can't test everybody?
Supply chain problems.
But like the swab?
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
Like, it's literally cotton on a stick.
Is it? I was wondering if that's what it was. I was like,
well,
yeah.
It's in a special, vial.
Yeah.
That has a special, preservative solution, I think.
Yeah.
You know, to go to the lab. So it's real, you know, it's real special how they make it. I just feel like this is the daggum United States of America. And we might can innovate just a little bit.
Right. Well, I think they are. They're coming. It's just...
Yeah, but speeding up manufacture is not the same as innovating and saying, okay, everybody has Q-tips in their call closet.
Right.
Everybody has paper cups. If we just, whatever it is, you know.
Yeah.
Seems weird. Absolutely not what I expected of the United States. Honestly, I would have thought that our problem would be like you know Florida man stuff.
There's been plenty of that. All the spring breakers, they won't go away and stuff.
Yeah. And the meme yesterday said, I feel like a kindergartner who keeps losing more recess time because of the two kids who won't follow directions. Which is true, technically. Technically, if everybody followed the rules for the last 2 weeks, it would be over.
Every morning I get up and I'm like, are these symptoms of it?
Yeah.
My eyes are itchy. I feel like I've been sweating. Well, I need to go get gas for my truck because I'm almost out. I'm worried about them doing this craziness. But after that, the kids are welcome over here.
Is our beach still open?
I don't know for sure. You know what? I think the governor closed them all.
No. Oh, when?
Yesterday. I think he did.
No. Yesterday, they just closed, like, Palm and Broward and Duval. But Mac Morris said on Facebook, now that they've closed Duval and others, we're probably going to have to close ours because everybody's going to come here from Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Which would mean that we won't be able to maintain 6 feet anymore, so we'll have to close.
Hmm. Okay.
But I haven't actually seen that happen or not happen. But would you like to come here after you... What?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, so a lockdown, I mean, I guess that would mean that, like, the medical professionals can go to work, and that's, and then you can't go to work, right?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. CA says that in other states, the paper mills are considered
essential.
Necessary, but he would still be going.
Oh, he would still be going?
Well, he doesn't actually go very much, so working, I guess.
Yeah. But you would have to stop working?
Seems that way, yeah. What? Are you laughing or crying?
I'm laughing at Simon. One of his helium balloons, the string broke about two-thirds of the way down, so it's still got a string. It's just not as long as some of the other strings.
Yeah.
So, like, if it floats up to the ceiling, I can reach it no problem, but he can't. He has to, like, get stools and stack stuff up.
Right.
So his solution is to tell me to hold it all the time and never let go. So he just saw me on the phone. He walked in. He goes, "Mom, why did you let go of it?" He like stood up on top of me, got on his tiptoes, and jumped to grab it. He goes, "Here, hold it. Hold it in your hand all the time when you're sleeping. All the time." Just so that if he needs it, like, he's coming. Yeah. Well, if you were here for a lockdown, would you be able to work on taxes here?
Yeah, I'd have to bring my stuff back.
And if you were here for a lockdown, what would you be using for nicotine and tobacco?
Vape, I guess.
Did you say grape?
I did buy a vape. I did buy a pack of Black and Milds.
Oh, for me?
Mm-hmm.
Can you return them?
No. My mother bought them anyway.
For me?
I bought them with my mother's money for you.
Ew. I think that was three levels of gross, but I lost count.
To go to the bathroom.
Alright. Well, do you think that quitting for the lockdown to live here would be an option?
I don't know. It sounds horrific.
How many days is the withdrawal period?
I don't know. Forever?
How many?
I don't know. Forever?
Is there crack in it?
No.
Then you haven't done your research. Have you called the hotline?
No.
Wait, have you asked your doctor? The quit smoking hotline?
No.
Have you asked your doctor?
I mean, we've talked about it.
And you didn't give a recommendation or a...
No, I just say I can get you the patch or whatever.
Okay.
I gotta go, but I'll be by in a little bit.
I'm sorry, so that was a no or a yes?
I don't know. I don't really want to commit to that and not be able to do it, so I guess no.
Well, would you say able to? In a lockdown.
There's enough going on already.
I know, but in a lockdown, things change real quick. In terms of what you're able to do and not able to do.
Okay. And I don't know which way that would be.
What?
I
mean, are you saying that you think that if you were locked down and you couldn't access your nicotine, you would eat your children?
No.
Because I'm not able to do it is a lot, you know what I mean?
Okay.
It's not like you're worried that you're going to stop at the gas station on the way to work. You're not going to work.
Okay.
All right. You can come over here today.
Okay.
Bye.